Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KMXT's Talk of the Rock program. I'm Maggie Wall, and with me here is Bob Tucker. Sorry. If you've been sitting here talking, he's a former borough employee who just retired a year ago and can't stay out of it. And we were discussing, should it be Bob or Tucker? What do you prefer?
Bob's fine.
Okay, Bob. We were talking about bears. That's the big issue that kind of is on a lot of people's minds right now. That was really tragic to lose three bears in 1 week, having to have them shot like that. And you've got a group of people that is going to talk about bears at this Thursday's assembly meeting.
Correct.
So bring me up to date about where you are with bears and what's happening with the assembly meeting.
Well, this whole started with a small group, and we decided to try to tackle this bear issue, which is not really it's a bear issue caused by a human issue in our minds, but it still ends up being a bear issue, which is too bad. But so we want to try to figure out what we can do to help or guide the borough assembly or tell them our thoughts or whatever about how we think we could resolve this and what some of the issues might be. And so we've talked about it in small groups and got it out on BearAware, and we've been on the news and Channel 11 once statewide. So we're just trying to get the assembly to listen to the community and so that they know how the community feels when they move forward with some of these issues. Because some of them are big, like this UMON is big, you know, the Uniform Minor Offense Table, which is basically where the borough is going to be able to set up and actually fine people for offenses. And so they've got this list of what, and it's not just garbage, it's listed all the way from animal cruelty to snow plowing. So there's, and garbage is in between it. So what we want to try to do is talk to the assembly reasonably and try to give them our thoughts and what we think is going on and how things might help.
And so when you say we, who's we?
Well, we started with a group of us, you know, there were five of us that connected on Facebook through Messenger and started talking about what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And then I put it on an invite on BearAware to the meeting, I think we now have 75 people either interested or going or between the two. So we'll see who shows up, but we turned into a bigger picture that I don't know everybody involved now. So there was a few initial people. We've been to talk to the school district to have it passed around there and have them put out some BearAware issues and try to help us with that through the school district and the kids. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't live here, that aren't from here, that don't understand what to do when a bear's around or how to act or what to do. And that becomes a safety issue. You know, if you've been here a while, like I have, I've been here over 30 years and I kind of know how to act and I've been trained, but a lot of people don't. And so that becomes an issue when you've started having bears that close into town. And, you know, it was sad to see the bears taken that Fish and Game took, but in my mind, they're habituated and they had to be taken at that point. I mean, there's no way to untrain them from that. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
So just so I know, I'm going to ask you about untrained in a second. I wrote that down so I don't forget it. BearAware is Facebook.
Right. Yes. BearAware is Facebook. Yes. It's a group on Facebook. Yes.
So you would type in BearAware Kodiak in
yep.
the search and it would come up.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And then untrained bear, or you can't untrain a bear. And the thing about bears, as we know, is that the mother bears train the baby bears so that if the mother bears have bad habits, then the next batch
right.
of the bears coming up will also have bad habits because that's what they know.
Yeah. They get habituated to it. And that's all they know is that's where the food is and that's where they go. I mean, it's like a salmon stream to them now. Instead, it's garbage.
Right, right. And so we've had lots of things, because you were the was your title? Public Facilities and
Engineering Facilities Director.
You handled
the landfill. And
I didn't want to call it the dump. I know we're not allowed to call it the dump anymore.
I can call it the dump now. I don't work there.
It costs too much to be a dump. It's a land facilities. Remember when we were the most beautiful dump in the country?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think
it was pretty
funny. Yeah. Okay. So you dealt with a lot of bears at the dump and the landfill, the dump, and then it became the landfill. Did we learn anything from all those bears? I mean,
I don't know that we learned it. I mean, we learned we can't control them, even with the electric fence. I mean, we still have them come in, I won't say on a regular basis, but they get in. And, you know, even with the electric fence, and, you know, everybody wants to blame the borough for the electric fence, and that wasn't the case either. That was Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation that made us do it as part of a permit process. Without putting up the fence, we couldn't have a permit to operate the landfill. So the fence went up because it was mandated to. We didn't have a choice. I mean, not saying that we didn't want to do it or have to do it. We had to do it.
But what is the complaint then? Is that the bears were getting in the dump, but now they can't go to the dump? So it was okay for the bears to go to the dump? What is it, like keep them all in one, keep them in there, that neighborhood and not in town?
That's kind of what people are saying, is if we just opened up the dump, they would go there and they wouldn't be in town. They'd still be habituated to garbage and wouldn't be in their natural state. You know, I'd rather see a bear in its natural state on a salmon stream rather than in our landfill or in somebody's backyard. I mean, we still have guys that work out there at that landfill that has to deal with the bears. You know, granted, they work out there and they're used to being around them and they know what to do and what not to do, but it's still bears against, you know, up against humans.
And I also think, because I lived on Hill, we both lived on Hillside at one point. I didn't know that, but we lived right across from the park many years ago. And I did not realize you could, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump from Hillside Park over the hill into the dump. I mean, bears just travel right up the hill and go around.
Right.
So even if they were hanging out, I mean, it's just amazing to me how mobile those bears are.
Yeah.
They don't think anything about climbing the mountain. And we think, okay, they're over there, but just because there's a mountain sitting there doesn't mean that that's any barrier to bear.
They have a circuit they run. I mean, I'm out in the woods every couple of days for other things that I do, and that I see tracks, and I kind of know almost when they're going to be around. I mean, you know, when they put garbage out on Tuesday on one road, they're going to be there on Tuesday. They're not stupid. So they have this circuit that they run, and they just run it, and it may be 20 miles or 50 miles. I mean, they get around. They move quickly. It's amazing how fast they can move, even in deep snow.
They have those things. I've been out to Katmai, and they call them bear highways.
Right.
Because the bears will put their footprint in exactly, I mean, not just one bear, but all the bears, exactly the same footprint in exactly the same spot. Because they do that. They have that pattern of always taking the same route all the time.
Right.
Even to the point where they all step in each other's footprints. So those bears, they get around, and like you said, they're smart. I've had dealings with them at my house, and I had one winter I had bears. Two, I think of them as twins. I don't know. They were together, and they were young male bears, trouble causers.
Yep, teenagers.
Teenagers, that's what I call them, trouble-causing teenagers, getting into mischief. And they came night after night after night. And I'd never dealt with bears like that. And so I would learn something, and so I would do something. And then the next night, they knew.
Yeah.
And so they would do. It was like we were compounding learning on top of learning on top of learning, because we were learning from each other. And boy, they picked it up fast.
Yep. They're quick learners. Yeah.
And they're fast movers. The one time the bear was on the deck and maybe 12 feet from where I was in the house, and I walked out. I didn't know he was out there. And there he was. We were now maybe 8 feet apart. And he turned and he scrunched his rear end down and scooted out. And it was so fast, I would have questioned that I even saw it, except that that was what my dog at the time, Bailey, my dog used to do that when it was time to take her bath. She would do that same scrunch her rear end down and scoot out. And it was like, if I hadn't had, it's like, did I really? Yes, I did see that. It was just so fast. Yeah. And that's what is a problem with bears. Not that it's the bear's problem, but that is one of the challenges, is that something could happen. We're lucky we have not had really bear people encounters, direct harm to people. And that's a concern, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, not just for people, but people who love the bears, but also then for all of us. That's a public safety issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like somebody wandering around shooting a gun and we just didn't happen to hit anybody. One of these days it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's the same thing. Yeah.
And so tell me more about all these people that are involved in this. What is the plan, or is there a plan? Are you at the point where you're just planning?
Well, I think the plan was, you know, to try to get as many people to the assembly so that the assembly can hear everybody's issues or everybody's concerns. The assembly right now is working just with the assembly members and what few input they have. They don't have input from the community about what the community thinks or what the community wants, or not enough input.
Right.
And so hopefully, if we have enough people show up, we can help them educate them of what the community really needs or wants or thinks. I mean, there's all sorts of thoughts and ideas out there. I mean, one of the ideas that's been floating around in between us is that, you know, we think there's a bigger issue out there that years ago, Lesnoy came out, and I'm not blaming anybody here, so Lesnoy came out and said, okay, we're going to make our land permit only to hunt. You have to buy a permit. So people kind of didn't hunt as much there, so the bears are protected because people don't want to pay that permit price. And then along that same lines, the same timeline, the base, Coast Guard base, closes their land to hunting. And so now you have two large pieces of property close to residents. You've got the flats with Lesnoy and town with the Coast Guard base, you know, all backed up to these areas that are now prime, like, reserves for bears that people can't hunt on. And we feel that maybe the population's grown in those areas to a point where it's now spilling over. We never had issues with bears when I was here 30 years ago and lived on Hillside. Our garbage has always been curbside pickup in those areas in Aleutian Homes. And we didn't have bears back then. We didn't have I don't think we had the population we have now. And so one of the asks, I think, for us as the group is to ask the assembly, to ask Fish and Game, to give us, you know, 10 or 15 years worth of data from this side of the island to see what those numbers have grown to. And then maybe if they have grown, maybe the assembly needs to ask Fish and Game to lengthen the season during hunting season and have them taken during regular hunting seasons instead of shot in the middle of the winter by Fish and Game. And that may lessen an impact to the community with bears. That's just one thought. And then we have the UMOT, which is the Uniform Minor Offense Table, in case people don't know what that acronym is, and I have a hard time remembering it too.
Yeah, because when you see it, it is capital U, capital M, capital O, capital T.
It's right.
Like, what
it's
is
like,
this?
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uniform Minor Offense Table is basically the borough's list of who or what they can fine you for. And like I said before, it's everything from animal cruelty to down to snow removal to garbage to, and if they implement that and don't have what's needed in it, it's not going to do much good.
You mean implement in terms of what's needed to keep the bears?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, right now it appears to be that they're going to implement pieces that they would be able to fine you if you didn't dispose of your garbage correctly at a dumpster. But I don't think they're going to be able to fine you if you don't take care of your garbage at your residence. And it just depends on what they add and subtract from this. And it's out for public comment on this night of the meeting. And so if we can get in early and get our public comments in of what we think is needed to control this, it may end up with a better product than what they have written right now.
Okay, and I think I understand how these two issues merge. I'm going to write myself a note so I don't forget, because I tend to forget things.
So basically they
Because they're having the public hearing on this.
Right.
And so you're going to all go there as part of the public hearing and say, I think it needs to have something in there that better addresses the bear issue.
Right. And there's actually going to be another public hearing after this sixth meeting. I think it's the 20th, where the public hearing and the vote it would be for this UMOT to pass. So they're just presenting it now to the public.
I see. So if they don't have an official public hearing, people, you know, can talk, as you know,
right,
because you're involved. People can always talk to the borough, the city, the school district during what they have,
right,
public comments.
Before and after.
And the city and the borough both have them before and after the meeting, mm-hmm, early and late, so that you can talk for 3 minutes.
Right. And that's what we're planning on doing on the 6th, is talking for, you know, whoever wants to go.
It's
this Thursday at 6:30 at the Assembly Chambers. Come and voice your opinions. I have my opinions, and I'm sure you have your opinions, and everybody else has their opinions. And I think the Assembly needs to know how many are out there on which side of the fence and what really needs to be done that could help. I think if we do this right, we can not kill any bears next year. And we still have one out there that's opening car doors. I mean, really?
I mean, they know how to do that. The ones where you just lift them up.
Pick it up and open it. And we still have one floating around out there that opened one here a couple of nights ago. You know, is he habituated? I don't know. Fish and Game would probably know better. I'm sure they're tracking them way better than I am. So I don't know. But I think if we start this process now, and we also have the new solid waste contract coming out in July that the borough has with Alaska Waste. I want to request that the borough assembly gives the staff the ability to work towards implementing anything early that they can on that contract before July 1. If they can put more dumpsters out, if they can remove carts or change carts or whatever early, then let's do that. And I don't know if the staff has that ability to do that now. They may. I know they've talked. I know Dave Conran, who's the facility director now, has talked with Dave at Alaska Waste about what they can do. But whether they've got permission to implement those early, I have no idea. But I want the assembly to give that permission to those folks to be able to implement that contract early for pieces that might help.
So that the bears... I mean, 1st of July is well into the bear season.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully they'll be out eating salmon, it'd be a little early for salmon, but they wouldn't be in the garbage as much, hopefully. But if we can implement it early, the more we can do earlier, the less habituated bears we get. Because the new contract calls for, you know, new bear-proof dumpsters. Mm-hmm. It calls for new bear-resistant roll carts. And there's a lot of things in that new contract that are going to help, but if we could do some of them early, and I know it's all going to be up to the manufacturing of the carts and the manufacturing and the delivery of them and the manufacturing delivery of dumpsters and all of that, but I just want to make sure that the staff at the borough has been told by the assembly, move forward, do what you can. I mean, there's some things they could do that I don't think that would be any cost to them. Let's look at those and find out what they are. And I know, like I said, I know Dave Conrad has started this conversation with the guy at Alaska Waste, but I don't know if they've got permission to implement it.
Right, right. Okay, so let me make sure, let me remind people that we're talking with Bob Tucker, who's with a group of people who are working to help eliminate the bear-people interaction so we don't have so many bears killed by Fish and Game, which is always a good thing. But I want to make sure I understand this Thursday night's meeting. You're all going to go there, and when you've got your 3 minutes comments, talk in the hopes that there will make some changes to that UMOT.
Right, that's one of them.
Before they make the next time it comes, then it would be the time they would be voting to pass it.
The public meeting and
so you're
voting.
Hoping that they'll be making some changes,
yes,
between now and then.
Yeah.
Right, uh-huh.
If there needs to be, I don't know.
There needs to be, right, uh-huh. And so also to let the borough assembly know that people are concerned about that and that we want to see this large group wants to see something done before the bears come back in the summer.
Right.
Or something, you know, made some effort to something be done. Now, here's the other thing I thought of when you were talking about it. We talk about, and for the past several years, we've talked about the roll-on carts and how the bears get in them. And the roll-on carts are not very good, and now they're going to have different things. But you're right. Before the roll-on carts, we just took our garbage bags, any number of garbage bags, there was no limit, and you just stick them right there on the sidewalk.
Right.
And
all of Lucian Homes was that way.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was no roll carts. There was no roll cans. There was nothing. You just stacked it up on the street in whatever can or pile you could, and they came by and picked it up.
Right.
And we didn't have any bear issues.
Not
if we did, they were very infrequent. There wasn't every day, every week.
Right, because I had my house was right next to the dumpster by Hillside, and I think we had bears there once that I know of. But I was there 10, 15 years, so that was a long time.
Once.
We had more trouble with dogs than we had with bears. And so I don't know. What is the difference? Maybe the bears didn't know. I don't know. I mean, surely they learned garbage. But remember back, I want to say in the old days, but back in the, I got here in the late 70s, bears were a whole different animal back then. At least we perceived them differently because they'd shoot them on sight. They'd just shoot them everywhere. Bears were not around.
Right.
Because any bear that got any close, they said, oh, it was a threat to my life, and just kill them.
Right.
And now they are much more, I'm going to use Maggie's phrase here, much more respectful to the bear, because just because a bear's there doesn't mean it's a threat to you or your property.
Right.
And so there's this, I think, a very positive change, because I tell people that us and our bears get along real good. We love our bears, and we take good care of them, and we don't bother them, and they don't bother us, and they give us such joy, especially like out in the flats where I live now, you can see the bears. And it's way cool to see them down, you know, by the ocean. But it just this whole mentality of bears and realizing that we have a big influence on them. They have a big positive influence on us as long as we work together to keep those bears safe and people safe.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been lucky. We were talking that before we went on the air. We've been lucky that we haven't had somebody get hurt by a bear. Yeah. And that's kind of phenomenal when you think about it, as many as there are and as they wander through town.
Think about it. We've got a lot of people on this island that don't know how to act when there's a bear around. We've got a lot of transient people that live here. We've got Coast Guard families that move in. They're from Florida. They know about gators. They don't know about bears. I mean, but they learn eventually. But we've got all the transient peoples in the canneries that might not know. There's a lot of people in the town that just won't know how to act or react when a bear's in their front yard or on their porch or when they walk out and they're right in front of them or they're in their car when they go to get in it, you know? I mean.
And the chances of a bear bothering you, it's just, that's what you need to realize, is slim.
Right.
Don't panic
right.
because they don't want to bother you anymore and you want them bothering them.
Yeah.
I have a friend I know and he was mauled by a bear and I read the stuff online. It was years ago, and I was reading it online more recently. And it was like he was really glad that he had a job where they took him out in helicopters and parked him out in the middle of nowhere. They spent the day doing their thing, and then they come and pick him up at night. And he said he was really thankful that the instructions and the training he had about how to put his arms behind his neck, because that saved his neck.
Protect the spine.
Yeah, and I thought, that's an odd, to me, when I read that, I said, that's a really odd thing for a person to say. I mean, don't you know that automatically? And then I realized, I live with bears. Mm-hmm. I don't know, by osmosis or something, I pick all this stuff up. I've never been to a class, but that's because we deal with the bears all the time. Mm-hmm. So we have a different perspective on how to deal with bears. So when your group, do you have plans like to set up some sort of trainings or just make people more aware with things in
not
the paper?
Yet. I think we're going to see how this goes with the assembly and what they do. And I mean, I don't know if Fish and Game has any thoughts about doing trainings, or they're really the experts. They're the ones that should do a training, not myself. I mean, I know enough to be dangerous, you know.
And in this, you know, people use that phrase all the time, and I just think, okay. But in this case, yes, that could be dangerous. So the meeting is on Thursday at 6:30.
Yep, at the assembly chambers.
It's a regular assembly member meeting. We'll be broadcasting it on KMXT. And so you also can, people can call in. I don't have the phone number here.
They'll give it out.
And you can call in. Either talk at that 3 minutes in the beginning or 3 minutes in the end, and they actually let you talk twice.
Right. You can actually send an email if you don't want to go or can't go to the meeting. You can send it to clerks@kodiakak.us.
Clerks with an S?
Yep.
At
kodiakak.us. You could send an email and ask it to be submitted as part of the assembly packet, or you could ask them to submit it as part of the record, if you ask for that, then it will be read aloud at the meeting. If you ask it just to go into the packet for the assembly members to have it as information, then you can do it either way. So you can send an email if you can't make it to the meeting or, you know, don't have phone service or whatever. You can get an email off to them and send it to the clerks, and they'll submit it into their packet so that the assembly will have your opinions. So it's another way besides calling in or showing up to the meeting. I really want to get everybody's involvement that we can at this meeting to try to get everybody's thoughts out there in front of the assembly so that we can make some changes.
And are you hopeful?
I am. Yeah. I mean, I think last I looked, we had 75 people either interested or going to the meeting on the Bearware event. If you go to the Bearware page on Facebook, you can see the event and the times and everything and our thoughts as a group of what we were going to ask for from the assembly.
And that's what we're calling this, the Bearware event?
Well, I just called it that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's part of the Bearware page, so I just called it Bearware.
I got it. Got it.
So I didn't create the Bearware page. That's somebody else's. I just used that as a platform to get the information out.
Get the information out. Okay. I see what you're saying. And so you've dealt with bears a long time, because if you were the dump guy.
Well, and I have remote property. Our family has remote property. We have bears on that as well. So I've lived here for 30 years or more.
Right.
Yeah.
And so are you, sometimes I think, I mean, okay, so this is Maggie and her opinion again. Because, you know, reporters aren't supposed to have opinions, but I do. I have opinions about bears. Sometimes I think that people, they get lax with the bears. And they don't, I don't think they realize their action can directly relate to the death of a bear.
Right.
And to me, that's very ominous to feel that way.
Well, as soon as the bear gets a free lunch.
And it only takes like smart. They'll come back.
Right. And so as soon as they get that free lunch, they're going to know that's their routine, and they're going to teach their cubs that routine and over and over.
With the car doors, you know?
Yeah.
Your car door learns out on your car door, and they're going to be at the neighbor's, or if the neighbor's car door, well, they're going to be at yours. You know, they just move along.
Yep.
And do bear things. My sister has this joke, because we're almost out of time here, Bob. We're talking with Bob Tucker about the Thursday's borough assembly meeting. A lot of people who are concerned about the bear issues and the bear killings, I mean, they were, you know, they had to be put down, but how to prevent that from happening, are going to the borough assembly meeting on Thursday to speak about their concerns. But I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well, that's
well,
that.
Yeah. We really want everybody else's.
Live radio is like, okay.
We really
Maggie
want everybody else's opinions too.
Right.
I mean, so not just the group that's going that we formed. I want everybody's opinions out there, because I mean, I have my own opinions, and I can agree to disagree with people, but I want the assembly to have what the community wants. If 90% of the community wants to find people, then fine. I mean, and if they don't, then they need to tell the assembly that. Go from there. And
people have a lot of good ideas. I mean, a lot of people interact with bears in a lot of different ways in this community, and I would be really happy to hear what people's ideas are, because that will provide us with a lot of really good information that, you know, not just here in town, but like you said, people who deal with them in remote areas or out in Chiniac or Passaic, you know, where they have had to deal with bears on a different relationship than those of us who live in houses, regular houses and
right
next to everybody. So we're just out of time here, Bob. So we've been talking with Bob Tucker, and if they want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Can get a hold of me through Messenger on Facebook is fine.
Okay.
If you don't have Facebook, I guess my cell phone's 907-539-1051. I'll try to help and let you know what we're doing and what we're up against and how we're trying to help.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. You're listening to KMXT's Talk of the Rock. I'm Maggie Wall, and it's KMXT Kodiak.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.